took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." We now have prayer over the wine and the bread.
Our Heavenly Father, we come just to thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you just for looking over us, Lord. As we go through the week, Lord, thank you for all your many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We look back at this week, how there was mass killing, mass shooting. Innocent people lost their life. And Lord, I remind you, we know there ain't nothing new under the sun. In the olden days, there was mumbling and grumbling. But one day you asked Abraham, "Is there anything too hard for God?" And we know that you can fix everything. So Lord, we ask you to just touch our heart, touch our mind. Cleanse us, Lord, before we take this bread. We ask you to just cleanse us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Morning, our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to become before your throne of grace. And Father God, we didn't come for no shape, form, or fashion. We come because we love you, because you first love us. We thank you that you thought enough of us to send down your darling son, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you shedded your blood out on Calvary for us. We ask that you would touch our hearts and minds. Find anything not pleasing to you, replace it with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this opportunity to lift you up, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And you did it just for us, because you knew we were going to need you. And you never forsaken us. And we just want to thank you. We ask that you would bless this wine that represents your blood. Let us not take it in vain, Father God. Let us do what you would have us to do. And this we ask in our Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us take hold of the bread. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us eat together. Take hold of your cup, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us drink together. And we all say together, Amen.
Death, death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Seated in majesty.
You are the risen.
You are the risen King.
Death could not hold you.
Give God a hand clap of praise right there. As we're quickly coming to the close of this service, I'd ask Sister Cynthia Elliott to come and start on this side. We're going to recognize our graduates today. We're going to start with our high school graduates, and I would ask that the graduate come forward and stand on this stage, and then I would ask the parents or guardian of that graduate, high school graduate, not the college, but the high school graduates, to stand also. Well, college graduates, if your parents are here, they can stand too. I know they're proud of you. Amen. Amen. First, we have Kyron Blanks. Amen. Kyron is the son Kyron is the son of Al and Tangela Blanks. He's a graduate of Germantown High School. Come over here, Kyron, and receive your gift. Kyron received the highest grade in marketing during his senior year at Germantown and was one of the select few students to intern at Memphis Shelby County Schools in the Department of Student Equity, Enrollment, and Discipline. Since he joined ATOP, Kyron has actively participated in the ATOP Meals from the Heart ministry. Kyron received many acceptance letters from various colleges and universities, but plans on attending Southwest Community College for a few years and then transferring to Jackson State University to pursue a degree in computer science engineering. Kyron desires to work as a computer engineer for International Paper or Procter & Gamble. Our next graduate is Layla Holland. Layla is the daughter of Tanique Hale and is a graduate of Lausanne Collegiate School. While at Lausanne, Layla played varsity volleyball and was active at her school in student government. She was a student ambassador, part of the student philanthropy team, a member of the Women's Media Club, as well as the Be Green Club. She received special awards and was inducted into the National Honor Society, National Spanish Society, Junior Arts Honor Society, Rho Kappa Society, International Baccalaureate Diploma Certificate, and graduated summa cum laude. Layla received many college and university acceptance letters, but has chosen LSU to pursue a double major in political communications and international relations. Layla plans to attend law school with the ambition of becoming an immigration lawyer. Dayana Joyner. Dayana is the daughter of Latoya Merriweather and a graduate of Ridgeway High School. While at Ridgeway, Dayana was a Ridgeway Roadrunners cheerleader. She has been accepted to Middle Tennessee State University and plans on majoring in early childhood education and minoring in psychology. Her goal is to become a kindergarten teacher or the director of a daycare. Amaya Taylor. Amaya is the daughter of Dwayne and Carol Taylor. She's a graduate of Lausanne Collegiate School and graduated at the top of her class, earning the distinction of cum laude. Amaya was extremely active and received the following distinguished awards: the Photography Silver Key Award and the Digital Art Gold Key Award. She participated in the Wordsmith Writing Competition of the University of Memphis and received an honorable mention and was awarded the Excellence in English Literature by Lausanne Collegiate School. Amaya was a member of the English Honor Society, Quill and Scroll Honor Society, Art Honor Society, Spanish Honor Society, Science Honor Society, Kappa Rho Honor Society, and the National Honor Society. She participated in UT Martin's Governor's School for the Humanities and was part of Yale Daily News Summer Journalism Program, where she published an article in the special edition of the Yale Daily News on the rise of artificial intelligence. She was design agency project manager, creative director, digital yearbook designer, Memphis Business Journal intern, Lausanne's yearbook editor-in-chief, Lausanne Upper School Theater thespian, and thespian media manager. She is also an active member of ATOP's media ministry, utilizing her gift of photography. Amaya received numerous acceptance letters from Ivy League universities with many scholarship offers. Amaya has been accepted and chosen to attend Princeton University, where she plans to major in public and international affairs with a minor in English and has ambitions to attend law school. We got some heavy hitters up here, y'all. Nicholas Warner. Nicholas is the son of Martress and Felicia Warner. He graduated from Center Hill High School in the top 15% of his class, 33 of 268 to be exact. While attending Center Hill High, Nick was actively involved in the mayor's youth leadership group, superintendent's youth leadership council, National Honor Society, Mu Alpha Theta, Center Hill High varsity basketball, Life Changers AAU basketball league, and an active member of ATOP's youth ministry. Nick received over 60 college entrance and acceptance letters and received $1.1 million in merit and academic scholarship offers. Nick has chosen to attend Xavier University in the fall with a dual major in physics and mechanical engineering with a minor in business. These are our ATOP babies. Zoe Williams. Zoe is the daughter of Dana and Sydney Williams and is the graduate of Lewisburg High School. Zoe is an honors graduate and is listed in the class of 2024 Who's Who as the most unforgettable. While at Lewisburg, Zoe was the vice president of the Beta Club. She was designated as the best vocalist in the high school choir, Hall of Fame, of course. She ran track, played golf, receiving the Adam Tipton Golf Award. She was also on the weightlifting team, receiving the distinction of the best heavyweight lifter in 11th and 12th grade. She was the MHSAA Scholar Athlete, 10th through the 12th grade, and finished second place at the State Powerlifting Championship in 2023, and finished fourth in the Powerlifting Championship, the State Powerlifting Championship in 2024. Zoe has her own baking business called Sweets by Zoe. With all of that, Zoe has played an active role at her church by assisting with the Meals from the Heart, as well as being a longtime member of ATOP's praise team, choir, and student ministry. Zoe received many acceptance letters from colleges and universities, but has selected the University of South Alabama to major in nursing. Her goal is to become a nurse anesthetist. Y'all know what I mean. In the future, she would also like to open a bakery named Leota's in memory of her late grandmother. And of course, she plans to join a community gospel choir wherever she lives. These are ATOP's 2024 high school graduates. Now, here are our college graduates. Yes, you all can stay here so we can take one last group picture. Dr. Anita Larkin. All right. Dr. Anita is graduated from the University of Tennessee Health Science Center, where she received her Doctor of Nursing Practice as an adult gerontology acute care nurse practitioner. Anita was actively involved with Chi Eta Phi Sorority, which is an organization of registered nurses with a mission of providing service for the community through education and community services. She embodies the mission of that sorority by serving for many years as an active member of ATOP's health ministry, and she is an ATOP youth advisor. Her future goal is to serve her community by providing oncology care and promoting health and wellness to reduce health disparities in the community. Her future ambition is to have a medical practice, partnering with her friend and ATOP member, Dr. Olubunmi Osinloye, with a focus on underserved individuals of the Mid-South. I'm gonna save that next one for last. The next is Andrew C. Andrew is the son of Norris and Theron C. and a Christian Brothers University graduate. He received a degree in engineering management. In addition to his degree, Andrew became a certified packing lab professional and received the Lean Six Sigma certification, Greenbelt, OSHA, and OSHA certification. Andrew anticipates working for International Paper and is expecting God to direct all of his future steps. Kiera Webb. Kiera is the daughter of Jimmy Webb and is a graduate of the University of Memphis, where she received her Bachelor of Arts in Economics. Kiera is a member of the National Honor Society, the National Society of Collegiate Scholars, and received an honor certificate for data analytics from Amazon Correlation One School. Kiera is a clarinetist for the Mighty Sounds of the South Marching Band. She is currently working for Amazon, but is seeking employment in the field of her major in data analytics. Dr. Dana Williams is a graduate of the University of South Alabama as a family nurse practitioner with her Master of Science in Nursing. As a nurse practitioner dedicated to cardiac care, her mission is to deliver passionate, patient-centered care to underserved communities. She's committed to bridging the gap between healthcare disparities through preventative strategies and aims to empower patients with knowledge and resources necessary to manage their cardiac health effectively, ensuring that high-quality care is accessible to all who need it. Dana has been an active member of ATOP's Praise Team for over 13 years. She has recently been hired at the Vascular and Vein Institute of the South and will be providing vascular care in Germantown, Millington, West Memphis, Arkansas, and Forest City locations. Last but not least, Dr. Kim Murray is a graduate of Memphis Theological Seminary, and I received my doctorate of ministry in the area of preaching as strategic leadership with an additional certification in nonprofit management from Christian Brothers University. My dissertation focused on ATOP's Meals from the Heart program, where I wrote and was awarded my first grant from the Christian Church Disciples of Christ Doorstep Ministry. I plan on continuing pursuing grants as well as working with various ministries of ATOP. These are our college graduates from Anointed Temple of Praise. Amen. Thank you so much for indulging us today. This was awesome. Was this not awesome? Amen. As we close on today, join us for Bible study tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock p.m. On Facebook Live or Wednesday via conference call at 12 noon. We are in Leviticus, coming to a close. Leviticus, the 26th chapter. I think there are only 27 chapters in Leviticus, so we're on the 26th chapter. The women's ministry will have a virtual meeting this coming Saturday, June 29th at 10 o'clock a.m. All women are welcome and encouraged to attend to find out more about our annual retreat and our first event for the year, which will be a prayer breakfast. The online access will be given to you, I guess, soon. They will send it out via email. And ladies, if you're planning on attending the women's retreat in October, your first payment is coming up in July. And if you have that today, then I think they will take it on today. Today is Outreach Sunday, and we will distribute food to those in need. The spiritual officers are the supporting ministry, but anyone who is here is welcome to join us on today. Next Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m., we will celebrate Pastor Marquise McPherson's fourth anniversary, so we hope you can travel with us to New Bethel Baptist Church at 1 o'clock for Pastor Marquise's anniversary. And then we ask that you would please continue to lift up in prayers Sister Tamika and Brother Charles Peck in the loss of their nephew, Kavion Simpson. That service was held on yesterday. Sister Marcy and Brother Benjamin West in the loss of their son, Marcus West. Those services were also on yesterday. And lift up Sister Vendora Mills in the loss of her niece, and those arrangements are pending at this time. Then we want to say one last thing. Congratulations. Come on up, Elijah Chavez and Aaron Chavez. Amen. Turn around, take your picture. Amen. Hey, I know the media ministry is going to be looking for somebody to take some pictures. Amaya going to Princeton, and Christina has already gone off to grad school. We need some help, y'all.
That's right. That's right. I believe the Lord is going to send forth someone to take their place. How about it? All right. Let's stand to our feet again, and let's applaud God for these graduates again today, and for the tremendous gifts that he's placed in our midst. And we're encouraged by all of those who are going off to college and those who have just completed the long journey. And we thank God for the guidance of everyone who stood with them throughout the process. Amen. Let's pray. God, we're extremely grateful for what our ears have heard, our eyes have seen, and what our spirits have felt even in this place today. We thank you, dear Lord, for the gifts and for all of the resources that you have placed at our disposal. Help us, oh God, to continue to pursue that which you have placed in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits to do. And then, God, help us never ever to forget how far you brought us and everything that you have available for us in plain view. So we love you, we honor you, and we thank you for being our God. Now send us forth from this place, empowered to do your will. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Give God one more praise offering. Find somebody and give them a warm embrace. Hope many of you can join us as we go out for our Outreach Sunday, even today.
Because